This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talk about China on this program quite a bit. We've got a guy there. It is the world's second biggest economy, after all. It makes sense. But things are slowing down because what the leadership in Beijing is trying to do is hard. They're trying to turn an economy based on building things into one that is based on consumers buying things. And that being China, the scale of change is huge, as is the collateral damage. Last month, one of the country's biggest coal mining companies said it's going to be laying off 100,000 people, all in one fell swoop. Our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, heard the news, got on the road to Qitaihe up in northeast China to talk to the people on the losing end of China's big economic transition.
Behind the doors of this gritty coal town, nobody answers.
Hey.
When they hear me say I'm a foreign journalist, most keep their doors shut. A woman opens hers, shoos me inside, and explains why.
We don't dare talk about what's happened. You talk and they'll retaliate.
They are local officials and managers at the Eastern Wind coal mine across the street. The mine is run by Longmei, the largest state-owned coal mining company in China's northeast. It's one of several mines here in the city of Qitaihe that will empty when Longmei lays off 100,000 workers later this autumn. The woman, who's too scared to give her name, says her 50-year-old husband will be one of them.
We are ordinary people, and now we can no longer get by. You have to allow us to live. Where are you going to put us? The government is cracking down on corruption, but it's all for nothing. The rich get richer, and the rest of us lose our jobs and simply can't survive.
Next door, a vendor named Song sells vegetables to the families of miners. Song's husband is a miner, too. He'll soon be out of work.
Once he's laid off, we'll get modest living expense payments for 3 years. After that, they claim they'll offer him job training. But come on, train him to do what? What can they possibly train him to do? Coal mining is all he knows.
Mining makes up nearly a quarter of Qitaihe's economy. Most of the city's 800,000 people work to support the city's coal mines. Longmei runs 12 mines here. Several will be shut down as the company lays off 40% of its entire workforce.
This is all related to corruption. The whole Communist Party is corrupt. The entire system. They do whatever they want. We could all die on the street and it's no business of theirs.
4 years ago, Longmei made more than $100 million in profit. But now this region has the slowest economic growth in China. And lower coal prices have plunged the company into hundreds of millions of dollars worth of debt. Corruption also played a part. A few years ago, a company vice president was charged with accepting $50 million worth in bribes, money he used to buy dozens of sports cars and 58 houses, several of which he had never even visited. A scene of the Longmei official sobbing at his corruption trial was the highlight of a government educational video warning officials of how not to conduct business in today's China. But for Longmei and for the city of Qitaihe, time is running out. Deng Xuan, an analyst of China's coal industry at ICIS C1 Energy, says he's never seen a coal company lay off so many people at once. And he says it's not just Longmei. He lists several other mining companies with a total of more than 600,000 workers that will likely end up bankrupt.
This situation is precisely what the government fears the most. A lot of idle men in their prime working age without jobs. It threatens to cause social unrest.
In April, several thousand Longmei workers already brought downtown Qitaihe to a halt because they hadn't been paid in months. Zhang Yong hasn't been paid either. Longmei owes the 52-year-old 2 months of salary, and yet every morning he arrives at the mine and is taken a mile underneath the ground to work a 10-hour shift, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, not a single day of rest. If you ask for a day off, he says, they'll find a worker to replace you. There are plenty of them now. Zhang lives inside an abandoned church. He's a caretaker here when he isn't in the mine.
Every Sunday, this church used to be full. There wasn't a place to sit. Now everyone's moved away.
This neighborhood is deemed uninhabitable. A coal mine lies just beneath the surface of the earth, and it's slowly swallowing the church. The altar has sunken below the back row of pews, and Zhang has nailed a portrait of Jesus atop a wide crack that snakes across the wall like a bolt of lightning. His world is caving in.
Once coal goes bust, Qitaiha's economy won't survive. After the mine shut down, many of us will be forced to move inside the wall.
People up here say inside the wall to refer to the populated part of China that lies south of the Great Wall. Zhangstown is in a region known as Manchuria. It's north of the wall, a place the Chinese used to consider remote, barren, and inhabited by savages. Pretty soon, says Zhang, hordes of miners with no jobs and no education will find their way south to the wealthier cities of Beijing, Shanghai, and beyond. They'll look for work, he says. And if they don't find it, they'll look for trouble. In Qitaiha, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.